What if the smallest screen turned out to be the biggest opportunity? Back in 2011, when most web designers were still obsessing over desktop layouts, a simple but radical idea emerged: design for mobile first, then scale up. It seemed counterintuitive. Why start with the most constrained environment? Yet this approach would fundamentally reshape how we build digital experiences. Today, someone buys a $265,000 airplane on their phone during lunch. A street vendor in Mumbai accesses the internet for the first time through a device that fits in their palm. Your grandmother video calls her grandchildren while cooking dinner. The mobile revolution didn't just add another screen size to worry about. It transformed who gets to participate in the digital world and how we all experience it. For billions of people worldwide, smartphones represent their first and only access to the internet, bringing opportunities for education, commerce, and connection that were previously impossible. Mobile-first design isn't just about adapting to smaller screens. It's about creating experiences that work for everyone, everywhere, regardless of their device or circumstances. Southwest Airlines' desktop site overflows with competing buttons and banners. Their mobile site? Just five essential functions: book travel, check-in, flight status, miles, and alerts. Small screens force brutal honesty. When you lose 80% of your screen real estate, every pixel must earn its place. Flickr condensed over 60 desktop navigation options into six mobile functions, finally achieving consensus on what actually mattered. Performance constraints drive similar innovation. When Amazon discovered that even 100 millisecond delays drove customers away, with negative effects lasting weeks, they obsessed over speed. Optimizing for mobile's challenging networks makes websites blazingly fast everywhere. Then there's the constraint of attention. Desktop users might be diving deep into content, but mobile users are snorkeling, surfacing frequently, distracted by the world around them. They're waiting in line, watching TV, or commuting with one eyeball and one thumb available. This reality demands interfaces that respect divided attention. These constraints don't diminish design, they refine it, forcing us to identify what truly serves users.
Mobile reveals possibilities desktop never imagined. Finding a London Underground station on desktop means navigating websites and squinting at PDF maps. The nearest Tube app turns your phone into a magical lens. Point your camera at the street, and station markers appear overlaid on reality. Digital compass, accelerometer, and GPS create something that feels like science fiction. Location awareness transforms experiences. Smartphones pinpoint your position within 10 meters, enabling genuinely helpful features. Restaurants near you right now, traffic on your actual route, weather where you're standing. It's the difference between generic information and personally relevant answers. Touch interfaces eliminate intermediaries. No mouse cursor hovering between you and content, you directly manipulate what you see. Pull down to refresh, swipe to delete, pinch to zoom. These gestures feel natural because they mirror physical interactions with real objects. Mobile usage follows messy patterns of human life. Research reveals four primary behaviors: lookup/find, urgent information; explore/play, killing time; check-in/status, monitoring updates; and edit/create, capturing moments. ESPN's mobile site demonstrates this shift beautifully. Rather than prominent navigation dominating the screen, timely content fills the viewport immediately. Latest scores, breaking news, live updates appear first because that's what mobile sports fans crave. Navigation exists through a simple menu icon, but doesn't compete with content for attention.
Human fingers are imprecise. Finger pads measure 10 to 14 millimeters, fingertips 8 to 10 millimeters. Touch targets need at least 9 millimeters square, roughly 44 pixels, with 2 millimeter spacing. Visual elements can appear smaller using invisible padding. Ignore this, and users constantly tap the wrong button, like Quora's login screen that placed cancel dangerously close to login. Touch gestures, tap, swipe, drag, pinch, spread, feel intuitive because they mirror physical interactions.
Yet buttons remain necessary for primary actions since not everyone knows gestures. Twitter displays tap targets for favorite and retweet, but also enables swipe gestures for power users. One desktop convention must die on mobile: hover states. Without a mouse pointer, designers must display information directly, reveal it on tap, or eliminate it entirely. Often, elimination is best. If information wasn't important enough to show by default, it probably wasn't valuable. Physical ergonomics matter deeply. Primary actions should sit in the middle or bottom right for comfortable thumb access. Destructive actions, like delete, belong in the upper left, requiring an awkward stretch that makes users pause. When users are distracted and rushed, clarity trumps cleverness. Despite glass keyboards and distractions, billions of daily texts prove people will input content on mobile. Modern smartphones with improved keyboards, voice input, and cameras make contribution easier. We must stop assuming people won't complete complex tasks. Form design on mobile starts with labels positioned above input fields rather than beside them. This optimizes limited horizontal space and remains visible when virtual keyboards appear. Twitter's mobile signup demonstrates this. Labels above fields, supporting text below, everything staying visible during input. HTML5 input types transform mobile forms dramatically. Declare type email, and browsers automatically display keyboards with at and dot keys prominently featured. Type URL adds .com and slash keys. Type number shows just digits. These specialized keyboards eliminate the hunting and pecking that makes mobile input painful. Sometimes standard controls need reimagining. Kayak created custom spinner controls for adjusting guest numbers and appropriately sized date pickers instead of tiny select menus. Smart defaults like near-term dates further reduce input. These optimizations made Kayak's mobile forms 4 times faster to complete. Beyond typing, mobile devices offer new input methods. Location detection captures position with a tap. Cameras scan business cards, translate signs, or identify products. Voice input transcribes speech faster than most people type. These capabilities turn the world itself into an interface. The mobile landscape shifts constantly. Platforms rise and fall, devices multiply, partnerships reshape markets overnight. Rather than fearing this chaos, embrace it. Experiment while boundaries remain fluid. You get to help shape the mobile web. The Meta Viewport tag is mobile layout's most critical element. Without it, mobile browsers assume your site targets desktop and shrink everything to fit, making interfaces tiny and illegible. This small snippet signals you've designed specifically for mobile. Flexible layouts form mobile design's foundation. Since screen widths vary wildly, 320 pixels, 360 pixels, 414 pixels, rigid pixel-based layouts break. Percentage-based widths let designs expand and contract gracefully. When screen size differences grow substantial, responsive web design takes over. CSS media queries define breakpoints where layout rules change. At 768 pixels, single columns become two. At 1024 pixels, three appear. Images resize, navigation relocates, elements disappear. One code base serves multiple device experiences. Sometimes distinct experiences make sense. Netflix creates separate HTML5 solutions for TVs, tablets, and smartphones because the 10-foot TV experience differs fundamentally from intimate smartphone use. When customers request that your desktop experience mirror your simple mobile one, you've succeeded. Mobile-first design represents a fundamental shift in digital experiences. Smartphones have become our true personal computers, always present, always connected, packed with capabilities that seemed impossible a decade ago. Starting with mobile forces us to embrace constraints that sharpen thinking and design for how people actually live. The boundaries between mobile and desktop are dissolving. Principles that make mobile experiences great — focus, performance, touch optimization, context awareness — are becoming universal design standards. Mobile constraints have taught us to respect attention, prioritize ruthlessly, and design for real human contexts. Start small. Test on actual devices. Simulators can't replicate one-handed usage while walking. Many successful mobile experiences emerged from small experiments by passionate teams willing to try something different. By designing mobile first, you're shaping experiences that are more focused, capable, and deeply human. The smallest screen demanded the biggest rethinking, teaching us to build better digital experiences for everyone, everywhere. The future isn't mobile versus desktop. It's creating experiences so seamless the device becomes invisible, leaving only connection, content, and the moment.